Carroll Tiger wrestling program had an outstanding season in 2021-2022, setting records all season long. Joining us right now to take a look back at the season is head coach Eric Naughlin. Coach, congratulations. What a great year for you and the guys and everybody involved in the program.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a lot of fun this year, and it's been something we've been working on for years.
Talk about that process and finally starting to see it come through now that you didn't see some good years in years past, but this was a big step forward.
Yeah, it was, you know, there's a lot of people involved in making this happen. You know, it's been, you know, you start with the Cardinals programs getting started 10 years ago and developing kids into, you know, kind of what we wanted the community to be is, you know, get back known as a wrestling community. And it showed, you know, with both schools setting state qualifiers and Kemper getting two place winners and, you know, having the year that they had as well as us having the year that we had, you know, it all starts with having those kids get that experience at such a younger age and knowing wrestling and knowing how to compete and to compete at a pretty high level and to do all those things. It's, you know, 10 years ago it got started and they did a great job and, you know, we're kind of reaping the benefits of all the hard work that they have put in beforehand. So, you know, it's credited to, you know, Dan Drake, Brian Kuhlman, and Steve Klucky, and all the families that put the time and effort in, and, you know, everybody that put the dedication in, and it's still going. So, you know, hopefully we can keep that going on for Carroll County for, you know, a number of years. So,
Coach, we knew coming in this team had the chance to be pretty special. At what point during the season did you realize that it was going to be the type of year that it was?
There were some multiple times in there where you kind of thought, you kind of hoped. I think for us, it was kind of that Ogden duel. You know, we always, and I think I talked to you about it before, you know, we always kind of find our identity when we get to that Ogden duel because, you know, you go to the first tournament, you never know what to expect at Dallas Center Grimes. And then, you know, we get to compete as a team and you get to see what we're going to do as a team. And when we got the opportunity to wrestle Greene County, who I think at the time was ranked like sixth, seventh, eighth, somewhere in there. And we made the decision of, we didn't make the decision. We put the decision in the hands of the team of what they want to do. We could either wrestle them straight up or we could bump some people around and try to win the duel. And within 5 minutes, they sat together, had a discussion, came back to us and told us we want to win the duel. So we moved some guys around and we ended up winning the duel. And I think that kind of set the tone for the team that we were going to have this year and that they looked at it as what we can do to not just individualize, look at yourself. Cause sometimes I think wrestling gets that individualization look at, but like the team of what, where we can go and what we're going to accomplish. And when they put the team first, I kind of knew that's the type of guys that we were going to have and a kind of our identity in that situation. And then, you know, we had some moments in there and winning the Carroll Invitational, that was really huge. You know, that kind of set the tone as well. So I think right before Christmas and in that moment of time, I kind of knew what we kind of had coming and what we were capable of doing. I mean, you get moments of that throughout seasons here and there, but, you know, you just hope it comes through tuition that way, you know, and it showed.
As you've had some time to look back now, what did the win over Ballard coming out of the Christmas break, what did that mean for you guys?
They wanted that as bad as I've wanted it. You know, we've never beat them before. And the team put that on their shoulders and wanted it to happen. And, you know, it was a pretty monumental moment for us as a team, but I think it was also pretty, it was a pretty open decision for them to start putting things into perspective of what we could accomplish and how to go about things. And I think that really solidified the leadership of this team of what we have in the program. You know, it took everybody to believe in that factor and to work to that aspect. And, you know, again, you had to move some guys around and that's what we had to do all year to win some duels. You know, when you got three open weights at times and sometimes four open weights, you've got to adjust and make the best of it. And I think that's what those guys show, that, you know, even with three open weights or four open weights, we're going to compete and we're going to fight and we're going to give you the best opportunity and chance that we can to win duels and solidify that this team can compete with anybody in the state.
We know you're going to be in tough tournaments. You guys schedule those every single year. You know the Raccoon River Conference is tough. What did you learn about your team during the conference run this year?
Our conference was, the Raccoon River this year was just, it was just loaded. I mean, you got Bondurant, who was ranked fourth or fifth at one time, Ballard, who was ranked, Winterset, who was ranked all year long. I think Winterset at one time had, they had never had their full lineup ever in throughout the season, and I think they had over 14 or 15 guys ranked throughout the year. So that's just quite a bit about what Winterset had going on. And then you had Boone in there, who at one point got ranked. Carlisle, who unbelievably finished really well this year, after kind of a tough year last year, coming out and fighting as a team. I just think the guys put it together as to compete in the Raccoon River. We got to show up daily, and we have to show up every duel and every moment that we have. And you know, they took advantage of those situations, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and it wasn't going to be a cakewalk, but it showed the guts and determination week in and week out to go out and compete at a high level. And I, you know, the Carlisle duel that we went down and wrestled Carlisle in Winterset, we were sitting in, I think, first or second place, tied up together. I think it was like a 3-person race, and we didn't compete very good against Carlisle. And I don't know if it was just the bus ride, or we didn't travel well, or there was just some things that were off, and you know, we didn't have our best performance. But then come out and wrestle Winterset really tough, you know, like I thought we could. And having that talk in that locker room after that duel, I think really set the tone that we believe in the guys and that they need to start believing in what they're doing, you know, because you're kind of getting that time of year where the drudge, you know, it's January, you're getting towards the end of the season. It's just the grind's really tough, and our guys were kind of feeling it then. And we sat in the locker room, and we had, I think, 15, 25-minute conversation with the guys about how we want to go about this and how we want to finish this and how we want to be remembered and identified. And they, again, took the challenge and ran with it. And that's one thing about this team I can say, that no matter what challenge we put on their plate or what goal we put in front of them, they accomplished it. They went after it. They didn't hide away from it. They didn't shy away from it. They took it as, okay, we got it in front of us. Let's go take the opportunity and make this happen. And every challenge we gave them, they answered.
Coach, you guys had a matchup late in the regular season with Creston Harlan and Lewis Central. You ended up seeing a lot of those schools in the postseason sectionals or districts or both. How did that help you guys prepare maybe to what you were going to see in that run to the state tournament?
Well, it's kind of an interesting question, because we knew we were going to see Harlan and Creston at sectionals and districts as well. So we put a lot of emphasis on that duel, and we came out really hot against Harlan and did really well. I think they were ranked at the time as well, knocking them off. And pretty physically, I thought we did. And then, you know, I think Carter Drake was out that day, and then Cooper Ludwig kind of got hurt, and you know, we went against Creston Lewis Central the next duel and kind of faltered there and put some guys in and, you know, really didn't wrestle to our ability. And I think we ended up getting knocked off by them by a couple points here and there. And, you know, and I didn't know how we were going to bounce back to it. Then Creston kind of handled us pretty well in the next duel. And as a coach, I was pretty bothered by that, because I knew we were better than that. I knew we needed to compete better than that. And I felt like we didn't compete. It was kind of like the Carlisle duel all over again. So that kind of bothered me a little bit, and it made me look at a chance of like, okay, how are we going to react to this? Because we're going to face these guys at sectionals. We're going to face these guys at districts. We can't really be like, you know, faltered in that aspect. And we had to look at some of the bright spots in there and some of the spots that we lost the matches in, and really get a deep dive into like what we're capable of doing at the postseason here. Cause you know, you go one way or you lean towards one way, a kid can falter a little bit and not believe in themselves as much. And then we didn't want that to happen. And we were just more disappointed in the way we competed. And we're really focused on that. We can compete with these guys. And then when it came sectionals and district times, it was on, and the guys, again, another challenge was put forward to them of, we're better than that. We got to show that we're better than that. And, you know, maybe it helped a little bit that some of those guys overlooked us and then we had opportunities to come back and knock them off, you know. What would we have? We had Creston at the beginning of the year at Dallas Center Grimes. We saw them there too. So, you know, we had some head-to-heads and some revenge matches and things. And then where, you know, you get to sectionals and districts and you're going to wrestle them a third time. And, you know, it's really tough to either beat a guy the third time or for them to beat you the third time. So we kind of just took those moments to adjust and really look at the aspect of what we're trying to accomplish and what we're capable of doing and getting the guys to believe in what they were doing at that time, I think was really huge. But facing those guys at the beginning of the season and facing them at the end was really, really nice. And I think it benefited us pretty well.
Coach, you pick up your first sectional title since 1988-89. You send a host of guys to districts, finish second there. Four guys advance onto the state tournament. What a run. How much does that help the momentum keep rolling for this program?
I think it's huge. That's something those guys will remember for the rest of their lives. It's something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. It's that builder. It's that dream. That thing that we've always been shooting for, you know. And it's tough when you've been 3A for so long because we just don't have the amount of kids that everybody has when they're 3A to compete at that level. And, you know, it was what it was at that time. And I think it kind of set the tone for where we were going anyway. And, you know, once we started realizing that we could compete with 3A and we compete with the rest of the teams in the state, that 2A opportunity when it arose for us to take and to fight for a sectional title, we took advantage of it. And that's the goal. And that's, you know, to compete as an individual is always nice because you got that state tournament, but let's compete as a team and see what we can accomplish at regional duels. And, you know, falling to Hampton Dumont is pretty close. They're giving up three weights and losing by 12, I think. Really let the guys see that, hey, we can compete with everybody, and that's the overall goal of not just going down there for the individual state tournament. We want to go down as a team tournament. You know, we want to go down and compete on Wednesday, day before the tournament starts as a team. And I think it's going to set the tone for the future for us a lot because these guys have that feeling and they want to go back and they're not happy with it. You know, that's one challenge they failed at this year. And this team doesn't like failing at things and not really saying failure, but you know, they didn't accomplish it. And that's going to leave a sour taste in their mouth. And it's going to leave a sour taste in our mouth. And we're going to work to try to improve that. But you know, it's a great experience for the kids, great experience for the parents, families, everybody involved, the whole program. It was an amazing thing and well-deserved for the kids as hard as they've worked and all the things that they've done.
Not a real big group of seniors, but some special kids, including a couple of young ladies that wrestled for you, and Sienna Argren, also Elsie Dirks. You throw in some of the other seniors in it, Remy Richardson, of course, Carter Drake, Sterling Rodman, Connor Slagle, another one of those guys. I hope I'm not missing anybody, but not the biggest senior group, but a pretty special senior group.
No, I mean, to tell you the truth, it was Carter Drake. At the beginning of the year, it was like the only senior we had. And then, you know, Sterling came over and, okay, we had two. And then Elsie and Sienna came out, and now we had 3-4. And then Remy's like, well, I'll give it a try. And, you know, there's five. And Connor Slagle shows up, there's six. So, you know, you slowly start bringing them in. So they're a great group of kids. And, you know, I can't say enough about what they've accomplished and what they have done. You know, the girls making history at Carroll High School, being the first girls to compete at the girls state wrestling tournament, you know, is a huge accomplishment. And they set the tone for the future girls in the community. You know, they blazed the path, and now, you know, that's something that little girls are going to look forward to of, you know, I want to be like Elsie or I want to be like Sienna. You know, there's that visual of I can do this. And heck, I think I had a couple girls walk up to me the other day saying I'm going to go out for wrestling. So that's exciting and fun to be around. And, you know, it's always nice to have the girls on the team as well, add a little, you know, femininity to the team versus all the testosterone that's running around all the time with the boys. So they ground us a little bit, which is good. You know, and then the boys, you know, like I said, the guys working hard and doing everything that they did. You know, Carter been wrestling since he was 1 year old, and Sterling have been wrestling for probably about as long. Those guys, you know, really kind of set the tone and really made us come together as a team. They really made everybody feel included. They made everybody a part of it. They didn't make it about them. You know, sometimes as seniors, you get in that mode where it's, you know, it's about me and it's my last shot and this is what I want to accomplish and this whatever. And, you know, they really showed what it was like to be a leader. Carter really took it by the reins and showed how to be a leader and how to go to work, and that sometimes you don't reach your goals and it's not the end of the world. You know, it's a roadblock, but it's who defines us later on in our life. And it molds us to who we're going to be as future fathers and future husbands and future workers and whatever their future holds for them. And, you know, and then the opportunity of, you know, Remy Richardson coming out for the first year and giving it a try. I mean, that takes huge guts to come out and give it an opportunity. We had a couple kids that came out for wrestling for the first time ever, and sometimes even the first sport ever, which is just insane. I don't know why anybody in their right mind would pick wrestling to be your first sport to ever go out for. So, you know, but that says a lot about the character of those guys. And, you know, I can't thank the seniors enough. They're going to hold a special place in my heart, and they made it a very memorable year, and they should be proud and be able to hold their head high and be proud that of what they have accomplished and what they have started for Carroll High Wrestling.
Coach, the cupboard not bare either. A ton of young guys and gals coming back for the future of this program, so things look like they're just getting started.
Yeah, we're not bare. You know, we got some work to do. We got some holes to fill. You know, it's not bare. It's not empty, but it's not completely full and packed either. So, you know, we can't just hang on again. Next year, we can't just hang on what we accomplished this year. You know, we have to kind of turn the page and write another story. And I'm not worried with these guys because I know the capabilities of what they have, and I know how they're determined and what they're capable of doing. And, you know, and I'm excited for the individuals that want to come out next year and give it a try. You know, those ones that are like, well, maybe I can do this and somebody else tried it, or this is what I want to be a part of, you know? So, you know, it's not that it's completely empty, and it's not that it's completely full. Like I said, we got some work to do and we got to fill some holes, and they're a fun group of guys to be around. And, you know, it's a lot easier to get people out when you're winning. So hopefully we get some more guys to come out, and, you know, with the girls starting the program, I hope we get a ton of girls out too. And, you know, like we said, we're just trying to build the sport of wrestling around the area. And I'm excited for the future in the next couple of years.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time all season long. I pester you guys a lot, but so I appreciate it. Enjoy the little bit of off season that you're going to take.
I will. And, you know, one thing I want to put on here is I have to thank my staff. Without Keith Weber and Marty Vanderheiden, Dan Drake, Taylor Berger, and Tyler Swope, we couldn't have accomplished what we accomplished this year. And, you know, it's, somebody told me a long time ago that if you surround yourself with the people that have the same goal in mind as you, you can accomplish a lot of things. And I truly believe that. And, you know, they're just not coaches around us. You know, we're a family, and I can't thank them enough, and their families and all the sacrifices that they have done. And again, thanks for the support that you guys have given us throughout the year. And you can always, you know, you can always harass us. We're willing to take a few harassments in here, there and there, as well as give it back. And the support you guys give for the community, I don't know how you do it. You got to be tired, exhausted all the time. So thanks for everything you guys do for us and the support in the community and helping us build the program. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Coach. We appreciate it. Head Coach Eric Noggle again, recapping the great season that the Carroll Tiger Wrestling Program put on.